Krishna.
Sarva Shastra Dipiyusha Sarva Vedaika Satpala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu Kalidwanta Uditaditya Sri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pataya Prema Varshak Shadayati Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostume Mareka Bandho Mat Sangin Mad Guru Mad Mahadana Mad Nistaraka Mad Bhagya Mad Ananda Namostute Asaru Saru Tadayin Ati Nicho Chata Para Ama Muncha Kadachin Mam Premnarit Kantayoks Pura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Text number 18. Maitreya Uvacha Kritam Tvita Dvaparam Cha Tvita Dvaparam Cha. Kalis Cheti Chatur Yugam
Kalis Cheti Chatur Yugam.
Divyair Dvadasha Bir Varshai Savadhanam Nirupitam
Savadhanam Nirupitam.
Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
Pritam Treta Dvaparamcha
Pritam Treta Dvaparamcha.
Kalis Cheti Chatur Yuga
Kalis Cheti Chatur Yuga
Divyair Dvadasha Bir Varshai
Divyair Dvadasha Bir Varshai
Savadhanam Nirupitam
Savadhanam Nirupitam.
Maitreya
Uvacha
Maitreya
said
Kritam
the age of Satya
Trita
the age of
Treta Dvaparam
the age of
Dvapara Cha
also
Kalihi the age of Kali
Cha
thus I'm sorry, Chas and iti thus Chatu Yugam four millenniums. It's not millenniums, it's millennia. Divyai
of the demigods.
Dvadasha
bi
12 Varshai,
thousands of years.
Sa-avadanam, approximately. Nivupitam, ascertained. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maitreya said, O Vidura, the four millenniums are called the Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali Yugas. The aggregate number of years of all these combined is equal to 12,000 years of the demigods. Purport. The years of the demigods are equal to 360 years of humankind. As will be clarified in the subsequent verses, 12,000 of the demigods' years, including the transitional periods which are called Yuga Sandhyas, comprise the total of the aforementioned four millennia. Thus, the aggregate of the above mentioned four millennia is 4,327,000 years. The verse says 12, the translation says 12,000, the commentaries explained that 12 means 12,000. That's the correct number. 12,000 years in the demigods' time is a Divya Yuga. What is it? There are 71 and a fraction Divya Yugas in the day of Brahma. Are there 40 or in one vantra? Anyway, demigods live for quite a long span of life. Not just, this is 12,000 years according to their time, but they live for a large number of Divya Yugas that comprise one manvantara. Generally, demigods stay in their positions for that duration of time, one manvantara. So they enjoy, even according to their own measurement, a long life of prosperity, especially compared to the human beings. The human being's year is one day. 360 makes a year. So one day of a human being, one day of a demigod is a year for a human being. But everything's relative. There are other insignificant creatures, insects, who live for a few days. So one of our days is a year for them. And the demigods, their position is relative. There are higher beings, celibate sages, and so on. For them, one day is a year of the demigods, or whatever it exactly is, but it's they live a much greater span of time. It's all has an end, a beginning and an end anyway. Even if you live a long period of time, it's not forever. The demigods may be called amaras, immortals. The soma, the beverage they drink, may be called amritam, the drink of immortality. But it doesn't give them actual immortality. Even Lord Brahma, he doesn't have to drink this amritam to be immortal. He created the whole universe. So this amrita is just some device created in the universe, but Brahma is the creator. He lives as long as the universe exists. It's his. It comes from his body, so his body is going to last as long as the universe. Part of the body is only going to live. It's going to live. The body will live as long as parts of the body or expansions of the body. But he doesn't live forever. He's also mortal. So the whole universe, properly speaking, is Martyaloka, is a place of death. But I think you're all aware of that. One minor thing, the Yuga Sandhyas are mentioned in the purport. Sandhya means juncture of the day. Tri Sandhyam. Dhyayam Skuvam Stasya Yashas Tri Sandhyam. Tri Sandhyam is adverbial form. So instead of Sandhya, which is feminine, the noun, it's turned into an adverb, becomes neuter, so it has a short ending. Sandhyam. Three times at the three junctions of the day, I should meditate on and glorify my Guru. By Diksha Guru. What are those three junctures? Well, when do you chant your Gayatri? Om Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. Ayin Gurave Namaha. When do we do that? We're supposed to do it sunrise, noon, and sunset. And there's a fourth juncture, but we're usually asleep at midnight. So haven't been asked to chant Gayatri at midnight. Those are the junctures of the day, and particularly the points where day and night meet, the dawn and the dusk, they're called sandhya. We do our sandhya tarpanam, we're chanting our Gayatri. So yugas, they're big days, they have dawn and dusk also. Beginning period, an ending period. They're extra. There's actually 10,000 years. 10,000 of yugas in a yuga. In Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the shortest. I'm sorry, Divyuga, all four together. It's 10,000 Divyugas. And then you have an extra 1,000 at the beginning, an extra 1,000 at the end. It's like you get this Bada Bislari, big Bislari, 20% more, you know, for free. So for free, you get an extra 1,000 Divyugas and another 1,000 at the end. These are the Sandhyas. You know, the Yuga is just warming up in the dawn period, and it's just winding down in the dusk period. And what is it, the sum rule that the actual Yuga Dharma is not fully in effect during the Sandhya period, normally? You know, the Yuga is not really functioning until the Sandhya is over. Kali Yuga is a little different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared, and he's gotten things going pretty fast. The golden age of Kali Yuga is during the sun. It begins during the Sandhya period. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. What is it? I don't know how you calculate it. In Earth years, I don't remember, but it's some big number. And 5,000 years is still within the sun, within the dawn period. The first 5,000 years. Well, let's figure 1/12 of 327,000. You got a calculator? Okay.
327,000.
That's the right number? Divided by 12?
Too long. Gives us 27,250.
That sounds right. That's the length of the dawn period of Kali Yuga. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has come and gone in that period. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and gone, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden age continues for 10,000 years. That's all within the dawn. Kali Yuga hasn't really begun yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Anyway, that's how it goes. I'll read the next verse also. Chatvari trini dvai chaikam kritadishu yata kramam sankhyatani sahasrani dvigunani shatani cha. The duration of the satya millennium equals 4,800 years of the demigods. The duration of the treta millennium equals 3,600 years of the demigods. The duration of the Dwarapada millennium equals 2,400 years, and that of the Kali millennium is 1,200 years of the demigods. So how does that work? You take the 12,000, divide it into 10, and split it up. But you give four times, you know, Kali Yuga gets one piece, and Satya Yuga gets four. Dvaita gets three, and Dwarapada gets two. 1, 2, 3, 4. Add up those four numbers, you get 10. So just take 1/10 of the total. Give 1/10 to Kali Yuga, 4/10 to the Satya Yuga, 3/10 to the Dvaita, 2/10, 1/5 to the Dwarapada. And that's where you get these numbers from. This is including the Satyas, the total period. Purport. As aforementioned, 1 year of the demigods is equal to 360 years of the human beings. The duration of the Satya Yuga is, therefore, I'll just multiply each of these numbers by 360 and you get the Earth years. 4,800 times 360, or, Gormohan, what's the number?
I don't know.
1,728,000 years. The duration of the Treta Yuga is 3,600 times 360, or 1,296,000 years. The duration of the Dwarapada Yuga is 2,400 times 360, or 864,000 years. And the last, the Kali Yuga, is 1,200 times 360, or 432,000 years. even 432,000 years is a lot of time. At the beginning of Kali Yuga, people live for 108 years. And someone who's really fortunate can live for 120 years. Max, total maximum, absolute maximum, 120 years. Because he got some people to live a little bit longer. Yogi, yeah, well, they're not ordinary people. They're not, okay, but they're superhuman. And then you got some babushkas in Armenia and some places who live for 141 years or something. Or they say so. You know, they can't remember when they were born anyway. But I did some calculation. Okay, figure, you know, maximum 108 years and minimum, who knows what, how, you know, what it goes down to, 30 years, say, minimum age span for Kali Yuga. And we're depending on which, how far into Kali Yuga our birth occurs, our, you know, there's some scale there, descending scale of life duration, something between 100 and maybe 30 or even less is our lifespan at any point in Kali Yuga. But not more than, you know, not life expectancy, not more than 108. How many generations can you squeeze into a Kali Yuga then? Something like 300,000 generations. So if people live only that long, you should measure 300,000 generations going back to the beginning, but you don't. Now, we count, according to the Bhagavatam, 59 generations going back to Krishna. Because they're not all human beings, and you know, we're reading about Manus who live much, much longer, hundreds of millions of years, and then about demigods and Prajapatis who also live much, much, you know, they live the same duration, and then kings who were born in the previous ages who live up to 100,000 years, and you know, someone who lives 100,000 years and he has a son, how old is he when his son is born? Is he 30 years old? Or is he 997,000 years old? Or what? When his, the son who becomes the next king is born. So it's a little complicated trying to calculate how to fit in these 59 generations into the actual history scale of time. I don't think anybody's worked it out.
You're saying there's 300...
I'll figure like this, 100, you know, even if everybody can live 100 years, they can't, but you can fit, not say 30,000 generations, but you know, a generation is not 100 years, a generation could be 20 years, you know, between one generation and the next, when the son is born. We don't measure just, you know, up to when the father dies, we measure up to when the next generation is born. That's the duration of a generation. They pile up, they overlap. So, okay, maybe nowadays it's about 20 years. Maybe the beginning of Kali Yuga it was bigger, say 50 years. Yeah, I mean, that's a generous number. Somewhere between 20 and 50 years between generations. Say even 50 years between generations. Then you get 60,000 generations or more, 70,000 generations in a Kali Yuga, 65,000 generations. Is that right? No, I'm sorry. 6,500. Anyway, it's a lot. Much, you know, people can't be living that short duration and be able to trace back only 59 generations to Krishna. Some of those persons in the genealogy of Krishna's Vamsha are not living in Kali Yuga, obviously. They're living in ages when they live much longer. Or they're living on higher planets, which have a different scale than on the Earth. Even in Kali Yuga, you know, the demigods don't. For Kali Yuga, for the demigod is just, let's see, part of a day, a whole year. Or Yuga for the human beings is a year for the demigods. So it's not like, you know, one part of the year. Take the year and divide it into 12 parts, 12 months. So for 1 month they live 100 years, and then for 4 months they live 100,000 years. Doesn't make sense. So these variations in lifespan don't affect the demigods, obviously. It's not, you know, our lifespans don't change from month to month. And the yugas for the time references, the time scales don't
work the same on different planets. On higher planets, they don't undergo the same limitations on lifespan and the same variation as we do. Anyway, this is a complicated topic. We're studying it because we're going to read about the persons who take birth in this universe, beginning with, I guess, the Kumaras come first, then Lord Shiva, then other mind-born sons of Brahma, the Prajapatis, the sons of Brahma who do agree to have children. The four Kumaras refused. Lord Shiva agreed to have children, but the children he had threatened to destroy the universe. So he told him, why don't you go to the forest and meditate? Enough with, you know, who needs offspring like this? I'll look elsewhere for populating the universe. The other sons, the later sons, Marichi and the other Prajapatis, agreed to become Prajapatis and populate the universe for their father and grandfather, Brahma. They give birth to various species of demigods, human beings, and animals. And then Swayambhuva Manu is born, the forefather of the human race. So in order to set the context for these generations of creatures born from Brahma, we're taught something about how time is divided. Because this is history. If you want to know history, you should know something about time. History is measured in time. Hare Krishna. Okay, so any questions or comments?
So the animal species of life come also from Prajapatis?
Yeah, that's described. Surabhi is one of the wives of Kashyapa, and she is the mother of the cows. Another two wives of Kashyapa Muni, because Kashyapa has a grandson and brother. I think he's a son of Bhrigu. Kashyapa, so grandson and brother, but he's a Prajapati also. And he has 16 wives. Another two wives are rivals, Kadru and Vinita. So Kadru chose, he asked, who would you like to be the mothers of? He gave him choice. And Kadru said, I'd like to be mother of 1,000 Nagas, serpents. So she became the mother of the serpents. All the serpent race came from Kashyapa and Vinita. And Kadru said he'd like to have just two sons, but they'll be more powerful than those 1,000.
Vinita.
Yeah.
So she became the mother of Garuda.
Of Garuda and Aruna. But she was impatient. 1,000 serpents hatched first, and she, you know, her big eggs, two big eggs, were just sitting there. So she cracked one open, and the half-formed embryo came out and cursed her. Yeah, and so this deformed body went up into the sky and I think became the chariot driver of the sun?
Yes, he became.
As Aruna, the dawn. But his body is only half formed. Garuda was born, but his mother had been cursed, I think, to become the slave of her stepwife. Anyway, Garuda is because of the request and the blessing, the request of Vinita and the blessing of Kashyapa, he became very powerful, able to defeat even Indra and the demigods. So that's just how various species of life are being born from the Prajapatis. Snakes, cows, birds, all the birds come from Vinita. Garuda is the first. She's also, but later on, becomes the mother of different species of birds. And the father is Kashyapa. The Prajapatis, they're the fathers, but in union with their mothers, they give birth to various species of animals. That's where they come from.
Who is it?
Aruna. I think.
Yeah,
Okay, any other questions? What do you want? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, King Jai.